Eva Codra, it's me sure Joe Ballard, Thought Fox, arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And speaking of emails, we've got a couple of requests on this week's programme for some old favourites. Well, yes, OK, old favourites they are. Now, I'm going to start with a track from Daniel O'Donnell. I was quite pleased this week to read about Daniel being awarded the BMA Award in Chicago, it was, if my memory serves me rightly, for his work with and the production of Irish music. And no better person, say I, than Daniel O'Donnell, the most popular of all Irish entertainers for many, many, many years. Going to play two tracks of his on the programme this week, starting with this one for all you Cork people.
"'Tis well I know that often folks keep wondering when in my eyes a far-off look they see. What can it be the cause of all my dreaming? What is this dream so very dear to me? And truth to tell, 'tis often I go roaming in dreams along the road of memory, to where my heart will find its consolation within that lovely cottage by the lea. My home, sweet home, that I so fondly cherish. The dear ones there mean everything to me. In all this world, if there can be, I'm sure it's in that cottage by the lea. Tis grand to stand outside that cottage doorway and gaze across the cornfields so rich and gold, to hear the stream go rippling by the meadow, or watch the shepherd calling to his fold. And down the lane that winds behind the garden, the blackbird greets the smiling summer. And as his music echoes o'er the valley, you'll smile and bless the day that you were born. Yes, that's my dream, my lovely dream, of homeland. And though I thought a rover I could be, yet soon I found I left my heart behind me. Within that lovely cottage by the lea.
Normally, when people talk about songs from Cork, they think of course, on the banks of my own lovely Lee. Well, Lee, as I tell you so often on the programme, is the river on which Cork stands. But there, my favourite Cork song, Daniel O'Donnell and A Cottage by the Lea. We have a saying here in Ireland, if you do feel like singing, sing an Irish song. And Ballycorn are doing just that. So why not join in with them? I am.
I was born and reared in Boston, a place you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents and reared most tenderly, till I became a sporting lad at the age of 23. My character was broken and I was sent to jail. My friends and parents did their best to get me out on bail, but the jury found me guilty and the judge he wrote it down. For the breaking of the Union Bank, I am bound for Charlestown. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I've been a moonshiner for many's a year. I spent all my money on the whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow, I'll set up my still, and I'll make you a gallon for the $10 bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, just leave me alone. I eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Keep your eyes well peeled today, the excise men are on their way, searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the out and can, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run, make a devil from the excise ban, keep the smoke from rising, barley. Mountain breezes gently blow, hear the echo in the valley below, see the owl jarvies on the go in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the ant and cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a devil from the excise ban, keep the smoke from rising, barley. Gather round the big parade, the excise men are at the gate. Glory be to God, they'll be drinking it lit in the hills of Connemara. Mara, gather up the pots and the out in cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a devil from the excise man, keep smoke from rising, barley. Gather up the pots and the out in cans, the mash, the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from rising, barley.
I should have said it at the beginning of the programme. I'm having a lot of self-indulgence on this week's Sounds Irish. I'm playing a lot of my favourites because I know that many of them are your favourites too. Here, for instance, is a favourite of mine, Dermot O'Brien, telling us what happened on the road to Malinmore.
On the road to Malinmore, I could hear the ocean roar, and I heard the skylark sing his happy song. It'd been in the month of June, and the heather was in bloom, when I met a colleen as she tripped along. Her face was fair and handsome, and her hair was neatly tied by the gaily colored ribbons that she wore. And she stole me half away on that far-off summer day that I met her on the road to Malamore. On the road to Malamore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malamore. Well, I've travelled on Donegal, through the glens and mountains tall, and many were the pretty girls I've seen. But there's none that can compare with the colleen I met there, and I knew that of them all she was the queen. Well, I went to see her parents, and I asked them for her hand, and if I could make her mine forevermore. And if you're in Donegal, you'll be welcome if you call to our cottage on the road to Malamore. On the road to Malamore, where the ocean meets the shore, I met her on the road to Malamore.
Well, that was an unusual one from Dermot O'Brien, because we're used to Dermot flying along, fiddling with his fingers on the accordion, going 90 to the dozen. There he was, nice and slow, on the road to Malamore. And here's another favourite of mine. Now, I'm playing it for all you people from Clare, whether your ancestors came from Clare, because lots of the Clare people emigrated to the US, for instance. And there are many people living in the US today who can trace their ancestry back, well back to the 1840s and thereabouts. Here for all of you nice people. It's Anne Breen and My Lovely Rose of Clare.
Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a dew on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet lass one evening at the fair, her eyes, they shone like silver streams, with her long, long golden hair. And I won of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely rose of care. Now we walk down
she got a gorgeous voice there, Anne Breen, and she's telling us, or she was telling us, all about the lovely Rose of Clare. I've mentioned my mother quite a lot on Sounds Irish over the years. She was always known as Mammy, and most Irish people, well, not most, quite a lot of Irish people, even grown-ups, will refer to their mother as Mammy. She was from Cork, and she had a wonderful repertoire of songs. Now, my father was a bit different, as I've told you on the programme many times. He knew the opening lines and he knew some of the words of songs. I don't think he never knew a complete song in all his life. But what am I doing telling you about this? Because this was a song that my mother used to sing. I'm going to play for you Brendan O'Dowda, and he's singing Come Back to Erin. Erin is the Irish word for Ireland. It's a recording of a live performance. So let's have a round of applause for Mr. Brendan O'Dowda.
Beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the buffs and the braes. Then come Mavourneen, Mavourneen, come
ducks in springtime of Urning. And it's Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Then come back to Erin, a morning, a morning. Come back alone to the land of my birth.
Deserved applause for some beautiful singing and the audience joining in as well. Brendan O'Dowda, Come Back to Erin. Now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allan. They made some great albums. I'm going to take a track of theirs now. At the beginning, we started off with Daniel O'Donnell and A Cottage by the Lee. Well, here, Foster and Allan are telling us all about A Cottage in the Country.
There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mum and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and a guitar on his knee. But they hoped and they prayed he'd return to them, though the weeks slowly turned into years. Many nights they have been so lonely, and many nights there had been many tears. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. The old man is tired and weary, his back bent over with age. The old woman, she sits by the fire and just gazes into the flames. On a table that's standing beside her are the pictures of a son she misses so. The son she held and kissed so dearly when he left her so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for that boy to come home.
We've spoken many, many times on the programme about the Irish famine that drove people away from Ireland simply to look for food and work and live. And most of them, well, first of all, they went to the UK because it was the nearest one. But then a lot of them then started going to Canada because it was cheaper to get to and then come down through Canada into the US. Here we have a group called Golden Bough. And they're singing a song entitled When New York Was Irish, because there was a time when practically everybody who emigrated from Ireland went to New York. And, well, New York was Irish. Listen to Golden Bough. They'll tell it better than I.
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and wines, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subways, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played all the tunes. And controlled City Hall. We started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and ways, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Banbridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside. Sweet summer scenes, we made New York City our island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad to grow up in a new world. Through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and ways, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. City was mine. Oh, how I love all those radiant smiles.
to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad, all the parties and weddings, the kiddies and wains, when New York was Irish, full of joys and God praise.
When New York was Irish, full of joys and God praise.
When New York was Irish, from Golden Boughs. Just something I want to point out, and I should have done this a long time ago. When Irish people were writing songs, particularly about going away to America, it was always known as Americay, because they needed it to rhyme with other words. So just in case you hear a song, as you did there, with Americay, you know what it's all about. Okay, we're going to liven it up a bit now. We're having a group called the Jolly Beggar Men. I reckon that's a great name for a group. And they're telling us all what happened on the banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the Roses, me love and I sat down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me?" Well, when I was a young man, I heard my father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But the lovely sweet banks of the Roses, on the banks of the Roses, me love, and I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are the Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me?" And now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another. On the banks of the Roses, we love the lights are down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me low the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me?"
And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May, when the leaves, they are green, and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the Roses, we love when I sit down. And I took out me fiddle bar to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay?"
On the banks of the Roses from the Jolly Beggar Men. We've been moving around of Ireland quite a lot on this week's programme. We started in Cork and we've been to Clare. Now we're going to one of my favourite places in Ireland, Mayo. I spent 7 happy years over there in Ballina, County Mayo. And this brings happy memories to me. And I hope it'll bring happy memories to many Mayo listeners. No matter what part of the world you're listening to me in, here's Derek McCormack with your song.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her
gloaming long ago, loving Irish arms would press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight.